Father, we thank you for an opportunity to gather together this morning, an opportunity to be in community with each other, to share stories with each other of how amazingly good you are and all you're doing in our lives, to worship you, to encourage one another and build each other up. I thank you that it doesn't matter how we've walked through the door this morning, whether it is full of life or feeling like we've got nothing left, that you love to meet with us wherever we are, whatever we're doing, and you love to change us. So Holy Spirit, we just ask for a richness of your presence here this morning. Change us. Change us as we meet with you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Do you grab a seat? So for those of you that have no idea who I am, my name is Nick Kimmins, and together with my husband, Chris, who is our guest bassist in the worship band this morning. Oh, yes. Then it's great to see you. We lead Ashford Vineyard here, and it's amazing to see you here this morning. Thank you for trusting us with your Sunday morning. You may notice that there's a few different things starting to crop up. Some beautiful curtains have appeared this week at the back. So good. We've got some artwork starting to crop up. If you go upstairs, you will see a transformation. And that is because we have had 48 members of the Marks and Spencers team this week volunteering hours of their time to come and help make this building fit for purpose. And I've just loved the stories coming out of these volunteers from our community coming in and loving being a part of what we're doing here. So you may feel like you're just a part of this thing, but when people from the outside of this community come in and see what it's about, they get inspired and they love it and they want to be a part of it. So we love the fact that this is our family and people want to be in it too. So this morning we are tackling our second Sunday fair. This is where we start Focus Summer Fair, where we start focusing on particular elements of life at Ashford Vineyard, and we talk about why they matter, how they help fulfil the vision of what we feel God's asked us to do in Ashford. And today is all about Sundays, and you've already passed the first test because you've rocked up on a Sunday. So well done, congratulations. So actually, this is just for the people on the podcast who haven't turned up this morning that need to listen. But I'm hoping that I will inspire you a bit more as to why Sundays is a great thing to do, why we do AV Sundays at all. And I'm hoping that you will feel even more inspired that you made the right choice this morning to come by the end of this. So as Chris said last week, we've heard it said many, many times that you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. And it's absolutely true. You don't have to go to church to be a Christian. And many people would say, well, I can do church. I can be the church and do church wherever I go, whatever I do. And you're absolutely right. But I would say that if you are doing that in a way that means you are living out your faith on your own, I think you're missing out somehow on some of how we're designed to walk out faith in community with one another. And Sundays isn't the be-all and end-all. It's just a part that we can do that together. So there are loads of reasons why we do Sundays, but I'm just going to focus on a couple this morning. And if you were here last week, the next slide may be familiar to you. There's no great new ideas under the sun. So this is exactly the 2 points that Chris made last week when he spoke about why circles are important. And that is because, one, being together attracts the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk more about that. And secondly, people need you and you need people. And I'm going to just explore a bit about how Sundays help us to fulfill those two things. So throughout the Bible, we have seen that we're designed to live in a close, vulnerable, real relationship with God. A relationship that isn't based on what you know about him, but actually how well you know him. And there's a really big difference. We can get filled with information. You can have listened to 1,000 podcasts, read 1,000 books. You can be the most theological sound person in the world. But actually, there's something about knowing him rather than just knowing about him. And I think that's where we start to see life in all its fullness. And one of the keys to that is when we start to see that when we seek God first, we get to start experiencing what real life, full life, is actually about. So in Matthew 6, which is a book in the Bible which is written all about Jesus' life on earth, we hear this said, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. Love that. In another translation, the same verse says this, but first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And what we learn is that when we seek God first and put him first, we get to experience life in a way that is full of freedom rather than it being bound up. We think surrender means losing in the world. But when it comes to God, surrender means freedom. When we put him first. And the problem is that we live in a world that pulls us in 1,000 other directions. It is really not difficult to be distracted away from the things of God by just opening your eyes in the morning and taking your first breath. Your first breath in the morning, you will start to realize there's 1,000 things pulling you in other directions. And there's been a lot of studies done about the trends of church attendance. And I'm not just talking about this distraction idea for just for Sundays, but I think it's relevant. There's been a lot of research done that trends church attendance. And one of the studies I've recently read is saying that in the West, people now attend church on average 1.6 times a month. And when I've read a number of studies this week about why that is, the reason seems to be unanimously, one of the unanimous reasons they come up with is the fact that people are just prioritizing other stuff. That for even the most committed Christians who church used to be foundational for them on a Sunday, it's now just becoming optional. And it's because we are getting pulled in lots of different directions. Now, even in my lifetime, and I'm very young, even in that lifetime, we've gone from a place where Sundays was, nothing really happened on a Sunday. If you didn't do church, Sunday was like a chill out day because nothing was open, nothing happened. But actually, now, Sunday is on a par in terms of activity with Saturdays. It's just another weekend day. It's just become the case that it's just as busy. Sports clubs, fixtures, training, days out, boot sales. Do you know, most of the children's party invitations that I now get for our two girls are on a Sunday. Because Sunday things have becoming their own, it's becoming its own day in of itself, just like a Saturday. Rather than it being a day to slow down and switch off, it's basically now how much can you squeeze into a weekend? And as a general pattern of people trying to follow Jesus, we just get pulled all over the place. And the noise of all of these other things demanding our attention start to drown out a voice of a dad who's saying, just come and stop a minute. Just come and sit with me a while. Just come and, it's an invitation from God as a father saying, I love you. Just come and give me some of your time. And please hear me right. I'm not saying that that means you have to come to church on a Sunday. But I'm saying this is a forum and a place where you can choose to do that. There's a song which I love that never stops making me cry. I get so far in the song and I'm like, I'm okay. And then it gets to a particular bit and it always undoes me. And this is the part of this song. It says this, and it's God speaking, or I speaking. Then I hear you say about God, you don't have to do a thing. Simply be with me and let those things go. They can wait another minute. Wait. This moment is too sweet. Please stay here with me and love on me a little longer because I'm in love with you. It's such a great song and it undoes me. And the reason it undoes me is because I can almost hear God saying, Nick, I miss you. I miss you. Shut your laptop lid for a minute. Turn the radio off in the car just for a minute. Put your phone down. Stop thinking about what you're going to have for dinner, just for a minute. Because this moment is sweet. I want to spend time with you. And what we see in the early church is people gathering together in lots of different ways, but gathering together, seeking God first, and putting aside the other things of life.
And what we see in those moments throughout the Bible is that the Holy Spirit turns up and does incredible things. They encounter God in amazing ways. Why? Because they've put the other stuff down, they've drawn aside, and they've said, this moment is about you and me. And when we first planted Asher Vineyard, we were adamant that we didn't want to do Sundays. And we were, if you know us at all well, we were very determined that we wouldn't do Sundays for a long time. And the reason we didn't want to do Sundays is because Sundays are full of Christians. And that for us was like, no, we're here to reach out and meet loads of people that don't know Jesus. And actually the idea for me, we'd somehow come round to this idea that church on Sundays is like a social club of Christians all getting together to hang out with each other and not actually change the world outside of those four walls. And we'd really struggled with that. And we were just saying, no, we're not going to prioritise Sundays. And for a long time, we didn't. And I'd love to say that that's just a church planting strategy. It wasn't. My heart had got hard to Sundays. And I'd been really disappointed with church on Sundays and really disillusioned with church on Sundays. And I kept turning up to church throughout my growing up life and seeing people stay the same. And it was really annoying. And so when we had the opportunity to start a church from scratch, we were like, we don't want to go down that road. We don't want to do that. But what I've seen is that over the years, God has really changed my heart about Sundays. And he's helped me to see them as something so much more than that. He's helped me to see that it's a beautiful opportunity for his kids, a family, to come together, to celebrate what he's been doing during the week, to share stories with one another, to encounter his power, his presence. And it's a privilege. And I had to say some sorries. I had to deal with my bad attitudes and realize that it really wasn't so much about me. It was about a group of people gathering together, passionately seeking after God and saying, we want you to show up and we want you to change our normal. We want you to change our routine. We want you to change how we do things. We are hungry, we are expectant, and we will not leave here until you show up and change us. That, for me, is the heart of what Sunday should be about. And why? Because God loves it when we turn up hungry and expectant. God loves pouring himself out to people who are gathered together who are hungry to see more of him. Can he meet us on our own? Yes, he can. Do you have to come to church on a Sunday? No, you don't. But what an opportunity to gather together in an atmosphere of expectation and hunger where people are saying, more God, more God, more God, we want more of you. That is an opportunity. And transformational. As I prepared this week, I felt I'd spent some time with God over it and wrestled out some of my frustrations with Sundays. I'd love to say I no longer have any frustrations with Sundays. I have loads. Loads. But I had to have a word with myself this week and start actually declaring, what do I want to see? If I'm frustrated, what is it that would leave me not frustrated? What would it be that I would be seeing on a Sunday that would mean I'd come away not feeling at all frustrated? And I started to come up with these things. I think if we come as a community of people and every one of us is hungry and expectant and saying to God, we are not leaving here until you show up, I think we will start to see the most amazing outpourings of the Holy Spirit in these meetings on a Sunday morning. I think we will see phenomenal physical, mental, emotional healings that happen in this place on a Sunday morning at these times. Not because he can't do it other times, but because why wouldn't he do it while we're here? I think we will start to see people flocking through the doors because they've heard that there's life in this place at this time on this day. I think we will start to see people who are alone and isolated, who will say, I know where you should go. Turn up there at this time on that day and you will leave changed. I honestly believe that we can see this. I really don't think this is a pipe dream. I was talking to Herbie just this morning about Sundays and saying, my vision is that this would be like a station, like a train station. And there are so many people encountering the Holy Spirit out on the streets as we go out and reach our community that they need somewhere to come in order for us to show them what he's really like in a deeper or more meaningful way. That people from outside would be coming through the station to get filled up and sent back out again. And that the station would also be a place where people are here getting filled up and equipped and being sent out to go and bring transformation. That's what Sundays are meant to be about. Do you know, this morning I am channeling Wonder Woman for the purpose of the podcast. I've got fire in my belly this morning. And it's because this isn't a social club. This is not about singing songs and saying, I didn't really like that one. Or about, it isn't about turning up and thinking, should I raise my hand slightly to the right or slightly to the left this morning? This is about encountering a living God who is interested in people and wants to transform us so that we will go and transform our town. That's what this time is about. And before I get too excited, I will go on to my second point, which is this. People need you and you need people. Chris read this passage last week. So this is from Hebrews. It says, so friends, we can now without hesitation walk right up to God in the holy place. Jesus has cleared the way by the blood of his sacrifice, acting as our priest before God. The curtain into God's presence is his body. So let's do it full of belief, confident that we're presentable inside and out. Let's keep a firm grip on the promises that keep us going. He always keeps his word. Let's see how inventive we can be and encouraging love and helping out. Not avoiding worshipping together as some do, but spurring each other on, especially as we see the big day approaching. Chris challenged us about this passage in the Bible last week and said, what's interesting about it is that it doesn't set out that the opposite of encouragement is discouragement or unkindness. The opposite of encouragement in this context is not meeting together. Isn't that interesting? That rather than saying the opposites being discouragement, encouragement, it's saying at one end of the scale you've got encouragement and then the other end you've got not showing up. And that is really interesting. And as of the last couple of years, we've seen quite a bit of growth here on a Sunday morning. And I have had more conversations than I can count with people who have kindly said, oh, I just don't really like Sundays anymore. Sundays just don't really do it for me anymore. And they're not being mean. Like, oh, I used to like it when I knew everyone's name. And like, do you know, I turn up now and it's just a sea of faces and I just don't really know anyone. And it's not, honestly, this. Yeah. My heart is not that you should feel bad if you feel like that. My heart is that you are missing out. You're missing out. If you honestly feel alone in a crowd when you come here, you're missing out. And it shouldn't be the case that Sundays are draining. Sundays are supposed to give us life. And if Sundays for you as an experience are draining, then I would encourage you to make a change. Do something different that just releases life into Sundays for you. And what I say to people, if you're one of these people, you would have heard me say this. In almost every circumstance, when someone started to get a bit meh about Sundays, I say to them, change your perspective. Change your perspective away from how you're feeling and what you're missing and start seeking out an opportunity to come and play on a Sunday morning. Come with an attitude that you're going to see someone's life changed and you're going to play a part in it. That changes Sundays. And the quickest way for Sundays to become draining, and this sounds a bit harsh, but I can't think of another way of saying it, is when it becomes all about you. When it becomes all about you, it will drain you. And it will drain you because, as I said, as soon as there's a song you don't like, or you don't like the speaker that morning, or you don't like the person that you were hoping would say hello to you and they seemingly shunned you, when it's becoming about you, you will notice those things everywhere and they will offend you. And offense breeds offense. And once you've got offended, you'll spot it everywhere. But I would just encourage you, change your perspective. come with an attitude of giving something of yourself on a Sunday and changing someone's life, and I promise you, you will get changed as a result. It's a bit of the upside down kingdom of God thing. As we give out from a place of having not much left, we receive and we get something back that we never could have imagined. Do you know, M&S were here this week, and they had given up time, 48 members of staff who had no stakehold in this place at all. They've got nothing to gain, if you like, from being a part of this. Do you know what we heard consistently this week was, thank you so much for the opportunity to come and do this. Well, you're so welcome. Come and paint anytime. It was, someone was like, wow, this is such a privilege. Do you know, I bet they've all got DIY jobs at home that are waiting to be done. And I bet they all could have focused on, well, I can't believe I'm painting a church. I don't even believe in God. I'm doing painting. I've got all my own DIY. We didn't hear one of that. Not one. Instead, we heard people who got something from giving, even though they had loads of stuff they could have done for themselves instead. When I wake up on a Sunday morning, and this may not come as a shock, or it may, some mornings I don't want to come here on a Sunday morning. Some mornings I wake up and I'm tired and I don't really want to see people and I'm just in one of those moods. I know, as an extrovert, some mornings I don't want to see people. But I have made a change in my life that has meant that as soon as I start to feel that, I intentionally pray and I say, God, give me someone this morning I can bring life to. Give me someone where I can see their life changing and knowing that I've been able to play a part. And you know, he shows up every time. Every single time I pray that prayer, I have an opportunity to bring life to someone in the smallest of ways. Even if it's just to say to someone, you look beautiful this morning, when they feel far from beautiful. Even if it's just being able to say to someone, we love what you're doing here. You're so important, when they feel worthless and overlooked. It's really simple. And I've said this here. There are people every single Sunday who are waiting, who God is waiting to touch and bring breakthrough to, but he's often waiting for you to do it with him. And it's not that he can't do it without you. It's that he's got something for you in it as well. And if you come focused on how you don't really like this, or it was better before, and in the good old days, if you come with those attitudes, you'll miss those people. You'll just miss them, and you'll miss out as well. And I just want to finish with this. This is, I felt like God showed me this picture as I was praying about Sundays. And what he showed me was I could physically see myself walking through this. I turned up at the warehouse, and this huge pile of beautifully wrapped gifts was at the door. And I felt like God showed me that he has gifts waiting for people here at this time, on this day, every week. He has solutions to people's problems. He has comfort for their pain. He has miracles waiting for them. He has reassurance when they're feeling uncertain. He has gifts containing all the things that people need, and they're waiting at the door. But unopened gifts do not change lives. And if they sit there looking pretty and they never get opened, it won't change anything. And to be honest, we might as well all go home if that's the case. But I believe that if you are in pain, if you are isolated, if the last thing you feel like doing is coming to church, come anyway. Because I think God has got something for you. And it doesn't mean he can't give it to you on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday. Like, honestly, I know all of that stuff. But maybe he's got someone who's going to turn up here, who's the person that's going to pick it up and deliver it to you. And maybe you are the person that needs to walk through the door. And the minute you walk through on a Sunday, you need to look what's available. What's available to you that God's handing to you to say, that person over there needs this morning. Go and give it to them. So I hope that you will see our heart for Sundays is transformation, not turning up because it's that time in the diary again. And you're going to hear from Esther and Ian now. We're going to hear all the ways we can get involved in Sundays. I particularly would say if you are an introvert or someone who just finds walking up to someone with one of those gifts hard, then you're going to hear a bit about teams now.
and you're going to hear about some things that you can do to make that slightly easier. But I would encourage you, come along expectant and hungry on a Sunday morning. And if we all did that, I think we'll see these times become incredibly precious. So, I'm all done.
Thanks for listening to our podcast today, and we hope you enjoyed it. For more information, visit ashfordvineyard.org, or maybe drop into something if you're nearby. In the meantime, have a great week and know just how loved you are.